Well, it was very unfortunate. You know, as everyone has said, that was apparent, and we certainly want our constituents to be heard, but the room was filled. There were about 300 people.
Yeah,
and we wanted to make sure that everybody had as much opportunity to hear their questions, get responses to their questions. So we came up with a format that we had used before that really worked, that where we could really move the questions. I am glad it has been resolved. I am glad to know that the charges have been dropped, and we just need to move forward.
You have one more forum, and will your format change? Will you continue to do what you've been doing?
We will continue to do what we've been doing. And as that with that forum, we stayed after, 45 minutes, answered any questions that people had. We were there, both the superintendent and I. So we believe between having an open situation where we can get as many questions answered as we possibly can and staying after to answer any individual questions that we're covering all the bases.
One last question. There have been certainly some delegates already saying they want to bring up a law to a bill to stop Common Core. There's too much. It's not going to happen.
Well, I think it would be very unfortunate because I really wish they would go out and speak to many of our teachers in our schools. Common Core is sensible. It is the right level of rigor and the management of fewer standards so that our teachers can go more deeply in not only teaching and learning, but actually giving intervention and enrichment where they need to. People really need to look at the standards and see what they are and what they ask of our students, and I think they would be pleased.
You got another minute left. You go right ahead.
Thank you.